have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question this week, for those men and women who want to overcome the fallen state, it's not for everybody. I understand that most people do not want to overcome their thrills. They call good evil and evil good. They call the thrills good. But for those who do want to overcome them, you got to get to know yourself. You got to pay attention to what's happening in you. So it's for you. Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why? You ever thought about that? No, you haven't. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to do what you got to do. You can't sit and watch it, the show. You can podcast. And you can listen, continue to listen as it is happening on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you got to do. You can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee. .com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, it is amazing, Jesse. But what else is amazing is that it is Thursday. And because we recognize that Bible thumpers need a little bit more time to communicate, because for some reason, once they learn the Bible, they forget about normal communication, and they go into abnormal communication. So they need a little bit more time. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday, don't we take all calls? Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look.
Here's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. Whoa! He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Oh, Lord. Tabitha Thursday. All thrills, human beings love thrills. They love the thrill of feel-good thrill, anger thrills, resentment thrills, fear thrills, lonely thrills, shy thrills, jealousy thrills, worry thrills, revengeful thrills, suicidal thrills, false love thrills, whatever the thrill is, they love it. But there are those who do not love it. They did at one time, but they realized, you know, this is not real. And so they don't want it anymore. Let me just say this to y'all. Those who want to overcome, it's not for everyone. And I do understand that. The mind and especially for religious people, but not only for everyone, but especially for the religious people. And I'm saying this because I counsel with men and women every day. I see men and women when I travel about, and they're suffering badly, and we all suffer when we believe the lie. And they want to know, how can I get some to, how can I get past this? How can I get past this? They say. And they suffer. They like, I go to church, I read the Bible, I've been baptized, I pay attention, I do what the preacher tell me, but I'm not getting any better. Why? Why? The mind, the ordinary mind, and the ordinary mind cannot. James, you know what the ordinary mind is? Not to put you on a test or anything.
The typical standard thinking type of person who accepts the notions in our mind, the false reality.
I'm sorry?
Who accepts the false reality in our minds.
Oh, okay.
The speculating mind.
The speculating mind, okay. Yep, that's interesting. Do you know what the ordinary mind is? Ain't a baby.
I think so.
When I speak of ordinary mind, what do you think of?
Just the, like, common reaction, the common thinking, even if I may not be able to describe what it is, I know that's at least what you're talking about.
Yeah. The ordinary mind, the mind that tell you how to make a breakfast, the mind that tell you that this food needs a little bit more salt in it, the mind that tell you, oh, put some gas in your car, you're going to run out of gas. The mind that tell you that, oh, you better go to the store and get some toothpaste today. That's the ordinary mind. An example of the ordinary mind. That's the ordinary mind. The ordinary mind cannot, will not, ain't not, gonna not, is not, will never not understand the mind of God. It cannot understand a higher mind. It can never figure out the truth of God, the life of God, the spiritual life. It cannot figure it out. It cannot understand. When God said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Those thoughts about God is part of the ordinary mind, and they deceive you. They cannot understand it. So stop. Do what you want, right? But stop trying to understand higher spiritual things with the ordinary mind. It's impossible. And that's why you got to overcome it, because you're trying to figure out. I hear a lot, you're trying to figure out the mind of God, higher consciousness, with the ordinary mind. The ordinary mind was given to you by God so that you can function on the earth but not live by. You can't understand. You can't read a book about God and then try to go into the ordinary mind to understand what you read. You will have no understanding. You only have ideas. An example of that is I hear a lot of religious people saying, anger. I have righteous anger. Jesus had anger. You're trying to understand that with an ordinary mind, and you suffer. And then you cry at night. The ordinary mind, when it's time to use the ordinary mind, when you wake up and overcome the dark mind, the wrong mind, you flex in and out. You're in your ordinary mind to get up and go to work, do your work, and blah, blah, blah. But then you go back to the higher mind. So stop trying to understand. I understand the things of God with your ordinary mind. You can't. It's not going to happen. Another thing that this remind me of is I ask people, who are you? First thing or second thing, maybe the third thing. I'm a child of God. I'm like, yeah. And what does that mean? They have no idea. But it just sounds good to say it. Wake up if you want to be free. You cannot understand the mind of God with the ordinary mind. And just know that, for those who want to be free. It's a spiritual battle. It's a real spiritual battle. Wait until you truly start working on yourself from within. You got to be shocked and amazed. And it's going to be interesting to know that something else has been controlling you. That you, me, no one has been in charge of their own lives. You never can be, you never have been, and you never won't be in control of your own life. Give it up. You are controlled by evil until you overcome it with good. And you don't know what that means. But you can overcome it if you want to overcome it. It's totally up to you. Amazing, huh? Know thyself. So some of you have heard that this female by the name of Jasmine Cricket, a black female from Texas, she was once a congressperson, female, but then she somehow or another that ran out or she lost or something. And then she ran for Senate down there in Texas. And she lost that to another Democrat. And he seemed interesting. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Oh, so I'm told that Cricket is still in Congress, but her term is ending. So that's why she ran for Senate. And of course, she blamed the Republicans when she lost. Of course, everybody, and they mama, if you're black, their mama, if you're white, want to be a victim. Everybody is a victim. Except baby Jessica's daddy. Everybody a victim. What a mess, huh? So Crooked is out of there in January of 2027. According to Brave. So I want to give you an example of the guy that won, that ran against her in the primary. How he think about things, according to this report, how he sees things. This is from Grok, Texas Democrat Senate candidate. James Tallarico, who is studying to become a minister, said in a podcast interview that Christianity and other loving religions like Buddhism, Hinduism, Islamism, and Judaism are part of all point to the same basic truth about the world. Watch this from X.
How do you think about the competing claims of different religions? Do you believe Christianity to be more true than other religions? Do you believe there to be exclusivity in these beliefs, that they're incompatible with each other?
I believe Christianity points to the truth. I also think other religions of love point to the same truth. I think of different religious traditions as different languages. I believe Jesus Christ reveals that reality to us. But I also think that other traditions reveal that reality in their own ways with their own symbol structures. And I've learned more about my tradition by learning more about Buddhism and Hinduism and Islam and Judaism. And so I see these beautiful faith traditions as circling the same truth about the universe, about the cosmos. And that truth is inherently a mystery.
Mysteries unfold. What he didn't tell you is that God nor his son and all the angels above, even the Holy Ghost, have nothing and no relationship at all with religion, period. With any religion at all. They have nothing to do with it, zero, period. He left that part out for whatever reason. And he's studying to become a preacher. I never understood why someone believed that they are, quote unquote, God called them, and now they got to go to school to learn what God would have them say. How a teacher going to tell you what God would have you say and do? This doesn't even make sense, but a lot of people are falling for it. And this is the guy that, according to the report, beat out Crockett or Cricket for the Democratic seat. So he's going to be running. It's going from worse to worse. If ever we needed you, Lord. We need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Isn't that something? God is not in religion. Christ never taught religion. He had nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, the religious people rejected him. The religious people rejected him, and they set up a thing called religion, and the world fell for it, and they're still falling for it. Here's a video of that same guy. Here's a video of that same guy back in 2021. this guy James Tallarico. Here's a 2021 video clip of him speaking against a Republican bill restricting something called gender-affirming, whatever that is, care for minors, stating trans children are God's children, made in God's own image. There's nothing wrong with them. Nothing at all. According to this guy. Watch this from X.
Trans children are God's children, made in God's own image. There's nothing wrong with them. Nothing at all. They are perfect, they are beautiful, and they are sacred. Bullying children is immoral. It's a sin, a special kind of sin.
What's the special kind? What the? And so, I don't know, Hake. Is he saying that God is a trans?
He's saying God is trans-affirming.
No, but he said that they were created in God's own image.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong with them because they're created in God's own image. So it sounds like, I don't want to put words in his mouth. It sounds like he's saying that God is a trans. If they are saying that there's nothing wrong with trans and nothing at all, and they're creating God's image. So is he saying God is a trans?
No, I don't think he's trying to say that.
Why you say that? Okay, he said that there's nothing wrong with it at all, right?
Right.
And he said that they are created in God's own image, according to the report.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Right.
So is he calling God a trans?
No, because he would probably say that non-transgender kids, he would say a different word, are also in God's image. So he's maybe, actually, okay, never mind. He might say something like God is non-binary. I just spoiled something. Did I just spoil a clip?
No.
I think I heard him say that once or twice in a clip.
So he's saying God is transgender and non-binary.
Okay.
Well, he didn't say that, but
yeah, he's
just trying to understand, how can he say God, these people are created in God's own image, and there's nothing wrong with them because they're created in God's image. Is he saying God is a transgender?
Okay, I'll say yes. He's saying God is everything. He is all things to all people. He is whatever they need him to be.
So if they need him to be a trans, he's going to switch to a trans?
Why are you making me answer for him?
That's right. Good point. What going on? And so this guy, so Jane doesn't know what he was saying if asked that question. But this is a guy down in Texas running to be a preacher or becoming one. And now he's beat out Jasmine Cricket, the black angry female. And he's going to be running up against the John Condry or
Cornyn.
Cornyn?
I think.
Or Ken Paxton for Senate from Texas. Because those two guys have to do a runoff. So they don't know exactly which Republican's going to win the runoff, going to beat in the runoff. I've told you once, and I've said it twice, and I've said it 1,000 times. That Things are going to get worse on this earth. It's not going to get better. But if you were to overcome the world, and you can, it would not have to affect you. You know what I mean? It's up to you. It's totally up to you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Noor out of Michigan. Noor, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Noor.
Good, good, good. So I wanted to come on and talk about the bombing in Iran that President Trump and Israel did. I think it was 100% justified, Jesse, because if you think about it, the Iranians, they broke our nuclear deal, which was, let's be honest, a failed deal created by the fallen messiah, Barack Obama. And not only has it enriched them, but they didn't stop making nuclear weapons, you know?
And so you agree with what the president is doing?
Yes, I 100% support it.
And is it a war or is it something else?
I think it's a military operation, nothing more.
And it seemed like, and again, I'm neither for it or against it, but it seemed like some people think that it's a war going on, and they think that the president is going to end up creating wars or getting involved with wars. And I just think that they feel that way because they don't understand this president. They have not been paying attention to the Great White Hope. Everything he does so far is always turned out well. And the people don't seem to see that. They don't seem to pay attention to that.
Well, what I would say to those people, Jesse, is, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. What did you say before about them? What did you say about them before?
They have not paid attention to that since this man been in office.
Yes.
In spite of all the oppositions against him, everything he does, it always turned out well. And the people say, oh, okay, it's not going to work this time. It's not going to work. But it's always turned out well. And some people tend not to be noticing that.
All right. With the people that are saying, oh, we're going to go to war, those people are completely wrong. When has Congress declared war, Jesse?
Yeah.
They don't know, and I would say to those people, they know nothing about our government. If they know anything about our government, Congress is the only power that can declare war. The president doesn't have that power. So what these people thinking, they're not thinking logically. That's just all I can say. And the people who are cheering on the Iranians, you know, being sad for them, look at the Iranians in America. Look at the Iranians in Iran. They're all celebrating this. They all think it's a good thing. They're all glad their supreme leader is dead.
Yeah, amazing. Well, we'll see what happened, Noor. I appreciate your call.
You have a great rest of your morning, sir.
All right, you too. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Super chat.
Super chat.
Oh, we don't have time for it.
Nikki, let's see. No, we have a little time, I think. Nikki says the greatest endurance is resting in the effortless, joyful recognition of your own being.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm buying me a coffee.
Yeah.
Maria, our Maria, says, Happy Women's History Month. LOL.
That's today?
All of March.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thank you, Maria. Happy Women's History Month, whatever that is.
And, yeah, you're right. We have to read the rest later.
All right, let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. I think I have a theory, Hank, about why so many people are against Israel. Because this is kind of something new. It has come about over the last few years or so, give or take. I think I have a theory into it. Because I've been wondering why all of a sudden so many people are against America and Israel being friends with one another. And I think I have a theory as to why. But first, announcement. Tonight, the men's forum at 7 p.m. Every first Thursday night of the month, the men's forum at 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. And don't worry, ladies. Your meeting is the third Thursday night of the month, and they are amazing as well. So I'll see you guys tonight, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And don't forget to like these videos. And we have a brand new episode of Punch and TV. Very interesting, too. Check it out. You can podcast punchy.tv. Check it out. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. We have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very interesting, fun, interesting conversation with Christopher Fote. He was previously a guest on the Fallen State back in 2019. He's back. And he is a member of the new Black Panther Party. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, of course.
Are you a Bob Marley Christian?
Bob Marley Christian.
I'm expecting you at any point to pull out a joint.
We need to get rid of the left that uses the talking points of the oppressed black that needs to be saved. We need to get rid of those people.
Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer.
The woman is a divine creation, Jesse.
Of Satan, yeah.
No, of creation.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you haven't had any pot today?
No, I haven't any pot today, Jesse.
Amazing. The FallenState.tv Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake. The HakeReport.com. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or JesseLouisPeterson.locals.com. I appreciate it. And again, don't forget to like these videos, all right? Like, hit like. Amazing. Let me go to Dexter out of New York. Dexter, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so it's Bible Thumper Thursday, so I wanted to ask.
Ask!
I wanted to ask if there was any man in the Bible who listened to a woman and did not suffer.
Any man who listened to the woman and did not suffer? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not aware of that. So it could or could not be. I just know I'm not aware of it.
Okay. I would more or less believe that no man who listens to a woman will not suffer. So the reason why I brought it up, and I heard a caller yesterday also speaking about this, at my job, the boss's wife is in my department, and she's, you know, she's a little difficult person to deal with. She's, you know, all the things on the checklist for the crazy lady, right? So she's a couple of days ago, she started yelling. They hired me to fix some problems in their business. I fixed them, but she seems to be a little intimidated by me being in her territory, as they say. So she started throwing tantrums at work for the past couple of days, you know, about things that don't deserve that kind of energy. And this morning, she was starting to scream at me. And I told her, well, look, maybe I can't do the job that you want me to do. And I got up and I left. I didn't slam any doors. I didn't yell. I didn't try to yell back at her. So I was wondering if that was the right thing that I did and how I dealt with it. I think I dealt with it the right way, but I did have, I did feel a little bit of anger when she raised her voice at me. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Then if you reacted to the anger, it sounded like you did not do the right thing. Because when that situation happened, her yelling at you, and you felt the anger, it was a perfect situation for you to see what was going on inside of you so that you could overcome the anger. But it sounded like you reacted to the anger by feeling it, and then you left, even though you just slammed the door. It still caused you to leave because you're there to earn a living. And and no matter where you go in this world, you're going to run into angry, evil people who are going to try to take their anger out on you all for the thrill of it. Is she your boss?
No, she's not my boss.
So why did you report her to the boss?
The boss is her husband, and she has a habit of that's her leadership style. Apparently, that's her style of doing her job.
I know, but why didn't you let the boss know and see if he was happy with your job, with your work?
He was happy, but for some reason, I saw that it was an exercise in futility. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Like,
but you don't know because you didn't go to him.
Well, I have meetings with him every day, and you know, he talks about the issues, but it's specific stuff. There were some issues that caused the work to fall behind because of staff leaving abruptly and like leaving unannounced. And we were with a skeleton staff, and they hired me to help fix those issues and bring it up to speed, which I did. And the boss told me he was happy with that. But then I got mixed signals, you know, one from him. He's like, we understand the issues and we understand that you know, work is being done, but it's being done slowly, but we understand. And then she comes and, you know, throws tantrums over stuff that we already discussed. And, you know, I mean, the thing is, I meditated on it, and what happened, I have a newborn son at home, and she threw a tantrum 2 days ago after I already stayed back 2 hours after I'm supposed to be there. And she was throwing a tantrum, and I just, you know, I went home to my son, and he started screaming. And I felt the anger. Now, when I say I felt the anger, I felt it. I didn't like have an outburst. I didn't react. I want to say I observed it because you know, I got the feeling, you know, the raised heart rate, the raised body temperature and all of that. But I didn't react, is that reacting to it?
Because I'm tired, let me ask. Sorry. So you left, if you had not felt the anger, would you have walked away from the job?
Yes, because yes, I would have, yeah.
So you're going to walk away from the job today anyway?
I already did.
I know, but were you going to walk away before that incident happened?
I hadn't planned to, but I had in my mind that if she throws a tantrum at me and she's pulling me away from the work for me to engage in her tantrums, that's why I say it's an exercise in futility, because now I can't get the job done because I have to engage in a tantrum.
What do you mean engage in it?
She wants me to stop working and listen to her scream about stuff that is being dealt with.
Does she tell you that?
Yeah, she tells me, stop what you're doing. I have to talk to you. And then she starts screaming about an email that was answered already.
She's not your boss, right, at all?
No, she's not my boss.
So why do you let the person hired you know that?
Because of the relationship with the person that hired me, it's her husband.
I know, but why do you let him know that she was interfering with your work?
Because he listens to her, he's controlled by her.
But how do you know how he would have responded to you telling him this if you didn't do it?
Well, the truth is, I would not have known. It's impossible to know.
So why didn't you go to him?
I'm sorry?
Why didn't you go to him?
Because I saw it as pointless. Because
but you didn't know that, though. You wouldn't know until you done it.
Right. But what would I have told him?
Your wife is bitching at me. Can you have her calm down?
I wanted to use those exact words, Jesse, but the professional in me just, you know, I prefer to walk away from situations like that instead of fight. Like, I looked at it as though I'm fighting, you know, and I gave up the fight. I do the silent prayer. I forgave my parents. So I didn't want to fight for a position that I'm not wanted in, if you understand what I'm saying.
I know, but walking away from a job like that doesn't sound professional.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does not.
And now the man that hired you, he's going to blame you for walking away because the wife is going to make it seem as though you left. Because the proper thing was to go to him and let him know, hey, it's difficult to work with your wife here. Can you do something about this? Or if you can't, I'm going to have to leave.
Yeah, I feel like that was the right thing. Now that I'm hearing your analysis, I've listened to the thoughts.
Because had you not...
That told me not to fight it.
Right, but fight mean that you weren't going to argue with her about it or anything, and
you were not going to
try to run away from the ego pain, the anger pain that you were feeling. That's what it means to take that pain. But still, you are professional. This guy hired you, and you walked away from the job without even letting him know. And now, wife's going to make you seem like you to blame for, and you are because you left in that way. But it's going to make you seem that you walked away.
Right. I understand what you're saying, and I did also think about that as well. But I chose to walk away because I viewed it wrong. I'm like, why would I fight this when, I mean, I have other job offers.
It's not fair to the man that hired you, and he doesn't even know why you left because you didn't tell him.
Well, I did text him. I told him that
you didn't go to him and tell him.
Right. You're right about that. So maybe it's probably too late now. I'm actually on my way to another interview. So maybe this time if I...
And because you didn't deal with that situation in the right way to overcome it, you're going to run right into the same situation until you deal with it.
Till I deal with it, yeah. All right.
Because okay. All human beings are evil, and you're trying to overcome evil. And so evil is going to get really reactive inside of you and inside of other people because it doesn't want you to escape.
Right. Yes, I agree. How, Jesse, how would I be able to tell the difference when it's a fight or when to turn away? Because in this instance, maybe I was a little confused. I saw it as, well, look, I'm not afraid to tell a woman anything. And when she was yelling at me, I actually told her, I can't do the job if you pull me away from it and throw a tantrum. I told her that. And well, I didn't yell it. I didn't scream. I told her, don't yell at me. And she continued to yell. So I figured, wait, what's the point of this? This is a fight.
So the fight with her is what caused you to leave the job. Because you're telling her, don't yell at me, don't do this. So you're fighting with her. You should have just gone to the boss, the person that hired you, and dealt with that and see what he had to say. And maybe you would have stayed or maybe not, but now you don't know because you didn't go to him.
Right. But and it would not matter if I went.
You just assumed that how he was going to react to the situation. And just because he may have been weak with the situation beforehand, it doesn't mean that he was going to be weak with the situation again. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand. I shouldn't have judged him. I judged him.
Yes.
Right, right. Okay. So I guess I did judge him as weak when I didn't know.
Right.
Okay, so, well, I will keep that advice in mind and that guidance.
And don't judge yourself for this. You didn't handle this situation well, so just don't judge yourself for it and be aware of what's going on in you. And then when it comes again, you'll be ready to deal with it in the right way.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Jesse. Thank you very much, man.
I wish you well, Dexter.
Thank you, Jesse. Same to you.
All right, buddy. Right now, 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller Raul out of Texas. Raul, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Raul, speak up a little bit right into your phone.
Good morning, Jesse. I'm calling just to talk about the Jasmine Crockett deal with the voting.
Raul, you sound a little muffled. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, sir.
You have Bluetooth?
No.
Okay.
I live here in Texas, right?
I'm sorry?
I live here in Texas.
Okay.
And I'm a Christian conservative. I pay attention to what's going on, and I do believe Jasmine Crockett did get messed around in the voting, but not by the Republicans, by her own party, by the Democrats, because the Democrats, to me, are the ones that are racist and fascist. Do you agree with that? And nobody knew who this Tyler Rico guy was up until recently. Like, he just came out of nowhere, and I don't understand why they would want, you know, he's a weird person, you know, with all this gender stuff. You know, there's no way he can win here in Texas. Not that I want him to win.
So you say you are a conservative Christian?
Yes, sir.
And why do you think the Democratic Party took her out?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Are they just evil?
I know. Why are you saying that the Democratic Party did that when you don't know for sure?
Because nobody knew who this guy was up until just recently. Like, I watch YouTube. I watch your show. You know, I watch Gutfield. I watch, you know, just.
I know, but you know, I mean, since you are a conservative Christian.
Yes,
so
sir.
Why do you even care whether who took her out or not?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, I noticed it. Like, it would have been easier for us to beat her than it would, I don't know. They're both bad people. But, I think so. You know, her, she acts like she's ghetto.
But you said this guy doesn't have a chance, right?
No.
And so,
not here in Texas.
Right.
Not
so it would have been easy. It'd been easy for them to beat him then, right?
Yes.
And so then why are there a concern then?
There is not a concern. I'm just trying to figure out why they would do something so stupid like that.
Because I don't know. Because, you know, I don't know. I have no idea.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I don't know because I don't know if what you're saying happened or not.
Because like,
I know that she was blaming... according to the report, she was blaming the Republicans that is not true.
Her own party did that to her, and she knows it.
Well, I know one thing. A lot of people were sick of her crying racism and blaming other people and hating Trump and all that. She wore that in the ground.
That is true, but
I think the world is kind of have what they call black fatigue right now. They just don't want any more of this mess.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, man. I got to run because of the time.
You.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Raul. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Greg Henderson bought 3 coffees. Are y'all ever going to play those 2 songs I sent in for Country Western Tuesday, 90 going north somewhere? Take me back to those cotton fields? !
Amazing. We'll check it out, Greg. Thank you for the reminder.
Gregory Lee.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Forgot to remind you, I'm the guy who wrote Peaks and Valleys and more songs Jesse loved singing, Cotton Mill.
Nice. I appreciate it.
Tom, 3 coffees. Job 38:2, Bible Thumper Thursday. Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Perhaps one of God's most gangster lines in the Bible. Bible Thumper.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Pardon me, butchered the phrase. Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Gregatron, congratulations, Jesse, on getting over 600,000 subscribers on YouTube. When I first started listening in 2020, you had over 300,000. Now you've doubled that. Good job. The truth is getting out.
Amazing.
What you're doing is working.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Very nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Great White Hope is back in office and the wall is going up. Also, the Fallen State has over 750,000 subscribers. Great job.
Oh, the wall going up. Thank you. Let me take a break.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
I gotta take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
there's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, the 5th of March, A.D. 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And the phones do seem to be working, Julie. So let us know. And JLP will be right back to your calls, more of your super chats, and more great stories. All right? Nice. Common Nonsense Network CNN reports more than 17,500 American citizens have returned to the United States from the Middle East since the war with Iran began 6 days ago. Wow. Nearly 18,000 supposed Americans in the Middle East, and they've returned home. According to the State Department, emotional reunions at airports around the world underscore the relief many families feel after making it home following days of uncertainty. Nice. Travel disruptions are happening. Stranded passengers in the Middle East starting to leave the region as airlines schedule new routes or routes and governments rally charter flights. The first U.S.-facilitated charter flight carrying Americans departed yesterday, with more expected in the coming days. Thousands of people have also left on commercial flights from major transit hubs in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. However, the situation remains fluid as conflict continues to widen, with the U.S. sinking an Iranian warship, off the coast of Sri Lanka, and NATO forces intercepting an Iranian missile headed for Turkey. Wow, what a mess, huh? And war powers, Republican senators rejected a war powers resolution Wednesday that would have required the Trump administration to seek congressional approval before continuing military action against Iran. This comes as Democrats have criticized our greatest president, Trump, for expanding the U.S. military involvement in the country without approval from Congress. The vote was 53-47, with Kentucky Senator, of course, Rand Paul, joining the Democrats in voting to advance the resolution. Rand Paul, one of those principled guys who's like, actually, we're supposed to be in control of the wars. Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania sided with the Republicans to vote against it. Based John Fetterman. I use the term a little loosely, but shout out. The House is set to vote on the issue today. And electricity costs. President Trump unveiled a voluntary pledge with major tech companies Wednesday that he said will protect consumers from rising electricity costs. Spurred by, supposedly, artificial intelligence development, AI, Google, Microsoft, Meta, Oracle, xAI, OpenAI, and Amazon signed on to the agreement, which Trump said will help keep utility bills down very substantially, quote-unquote. Electricity rates in the United States are rising for several reasons, or at least a few. Some political backlash is focused on new AI data centers that are straining power supplies and pushing prices higher. And ratepayers in the mid-Atlantic states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, they've already seen spikes tied in part to the world's largest concentration of data centers located in Northern Virginia. Shout out. And the White House renovation is ongoing. President Trump's massive East Wing ballroom project poised to get its final approval from a government commission that oversees planning for federal buildings and land in the nation's capital. Despite receiving over 32,000 public comments overwhelmingly opposing the construction, those liberals over in D.C., give me a break. The National Capital Planning Commission expected to take a final vote today to approve the plans for the ballroom, making the latest clearance for the project in a process that's been on the fast track since Trump suddenly demolished the East Wing last October and the liberals freaked out like they know what they're talking about. So, nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for those who want to overcome. Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? I want to know. What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to go and do what you got to do, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen to the show as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And we take all calls, but we put the Bible Thumpers a little ahead there on Thursdays because the Bible Thumper need love too. And they need a little bit more time. So every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hey,
I don't feel no pain.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thrills all the way. What love got to do with it? Let me go to Julie out of Connecticut. Julie. You are on the air.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Julie.
How are you?
All is well. Good to hear from you.
You too. You too. I have. I want to talk to you about being a doormat.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, I'm driving right now, so if the connection is not good, will you just let me know and I'll call back?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Oh, I wanted to agree with you on something you said this morning about that pastor.
Ran for Senate in Texas?
Well, you showed the clip of him saying that transgender are made in the image of God. So when he said that, that was wrong. And I agree with you that he's trying to make a correlation between God and the transgender, and that seemed very, very wrong, him saying that.
It was an interesting statement. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. It made me want to cringe a little bit, yeah.
What the?
I know. All right. We're in a fallen state.
Yeah.
So being a doormat, I have a situation. I'm a dancer and I am competing and I got really sick this month and it was a little scary, more sick than I've ever been. And I had to take some time off. And the owner of the dance studio started making, in my opinion, some judgmental comments towards me, such as, oh, you know, I've danced through sickness in my life too. And other things like, you know, you're always at the doctor's or something like that. And the problem with her saying that is that she's right. I don't like that in my lifetime I have been at doctors and sick more than most people I know. So that's what's bothering me initially, is that she's saying something to me about myself that I already don't like in the first place. So being a doormat in this situation where she is making kind of judgmental comments towards me, is being a doormat for me to just hear what she's saying and kind of understand that it's nothing personal. Don't react to it. Don't get angry. But I can say something to her and set a boundary and say, look, I'm sick and I can't come in, and it's a no at the same time. Am I able to speak up for myself? But also the being a doormat part is not emotionally reacting to her. Do I have that correct?
So number one, let me ask first, and then I'll respond to that. Why do you like or dislike the fact that you have to deal with this issue? Why do you dislike it?
Probably a fear of dying. A fear of not being able to take care of my children.
And why do you have that fear?
I don't know why I have that. Because I think I'm more important than I am.
Your fears are, the fear of sickness is what's keeping you sick. The fear of dying is what's killing you. Why not let all fear go? Because it's not of God. Why are you holding on to fear? You love the thrill of fear?
I've been watching it. I'm also watching thrills a lot lately, so that's exactly what I've been working on myself. Because when my heart starts racing and I get like this adrenaline rush and this fear takes over, I'm seeing it as a thrill now.
And with the lady, whatever she said to you, and if you felt anger about it, or fear about it, or good feeling about it, which is still a bad feeling, you have to become a doormat by watching what you're feeling, what's going on in your mind and body, but do nothing about it. Don't lash out at the lady. Don't blame her for what you feel. Don't argue about it or anything, and just feel the pain in your body and the thoughts in your mind without any reaction to it at all, and then you shall overcome. Because when you don't react in any way, don't be mad at the woman or anything, then the spirit of truth, by not reacting at all, the spirit of truth will destroy the spirit of darkness. It will, but you're not allowing it to happen when you, in your mind or in your action or both, react. You're keeping it alive in you. And the spirit of truth can't help you.
Okay, because I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see that.
And when you fight, you and the devil are one. You're fighting with the devil. Two devils fighting. And you're getting this thrill of life when it's really death.
Oh.
So you got to take no reaction to ego pain. It's doormat, and then that's what causes you allow the spirit of truth to take it away from you, and he will.
Yeah, because you had a biblical question a couple weeks ago about something about why do we have violence, or I can't really remember the exact wording of it, but my answer to that was I want to be right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm arguing, and I want her to see that I'm right.
What an ego.
In that moment.
And that's pure evil. Any human being that want to be right are telling you, are telling the world that they're evil and they want to be God. And God is never wrong.
Okay, I understand.
All right, well, stay with it.
I will. I've come a long way.
and that's why you don't give up. Don't give up.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Stay with it. Good to hear from you, Julie.
Yeah, you too. You take care.
All right now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Waylon out of L.A. Waylon, you are on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse. It's good to be back on your show.
All right.
Yeah, so I was watching one of your church services from the 2000s, and you were talking about how you've only met a few people who have changed their life. And I was actually reflecting on that because when I started doing the silent prayer when I was 17, you don't know this, but I actually have autism and ADHD, and I used to actually jump around like a monkey for most of my life until I started doing the silent prayer. And I have slipped up like here and there, but ever since I quit slipping up, I quit jumping around. And I wouldn't say because I only made two changes to my life so far, but they're big changes. And the second change, I wouldn't say it's part of the silent prayer, but it's definitely, I believe, I could be totally wrong about this, but I could believe this is part of my repentance. I've been watching my language, not even just in terms of not cussing, but in terms of my grammar. I've been trying to speak more professionally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you stay with it, Waylon. You just stay with it. I don't care what happens, how the devil acts up in you, don't call it you, and how people treat you. You stay with it, and it's only going to get better.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right, be safe.
All right, you too. Mate, you can overcome, folks. It's all spiritual, and it's in you. It's not outside of you. It's in you. Everything that's happening to you is happening in you, not out of you, outside of you. Really? That is amazing when you see that. Let me go to first type of caller, David out of Arizona. David, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. My name is David. I'm from Arizona. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, David. And you are on the air.
Yeah, so, Jesse, I'm David. I'm 29. I was raised Catholic. When I practice things like Ash Wednesday and the Rosary, it makes me feel, like, very feminine sometimes. I feel like I'm becoming, like, my mom spiritually.
You are.
Yeah.
How old are you?
29.
So why do you practice it? You don't have to do it.
Just being raised Catholic, I'm Mexican, and I was doing the Rosary about an hour ago. And then I put it away, and I did the silent prayer. I've been doing that more.
Right on.
And I just feel like, I got to call Jesse about this because it's just bugging me. Is it just, I know you say all thoughts are all lies all the time. When I get that thought where, like, man, this is becoming too feminine.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Absolutely, yes.
You went to her?
Yes.
And what did you say?
At first, she kind of, like, laughed at it and got mad about it. But then, like, days later, I think she came to her, like, conscious thought. And she kind of finally realized maybe she was in the wrong. And she kind of, like, she accepted my apology. Well, she accepted the apology.
And so you're doing the silent prayer. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah. I told him to, and he kind of just, he's a little more, like, silent, very masculine. man's man. He just said, okay. He did not do that.
So now that you awaken up and all that stuff about doing the Hail Mary thing and all that mess, if you want to let it go, because Satan going to try to pretend that, make you feel that, oh, you're going against God, you're going against the church or whatever it makes you think. Just notice the thoughts, but don't call them you, and you'll get past. They'll pass. They'll be taken away from you. And God said, we don't have to do traditions anymore. Everything is spiritual now. It's all finished. This traditional mess, you can drop all that. So you don't have to be putting that mess on your head and Hail Mary and all that. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, I agree. I remember last Wednesday, well, I can't remember what Wednesday was, last or before, when the priest, it was my first time doing Ash Wednesday. And when he puts the ash on your forehead, he said, from dust you should be, from dust you came, from dust you shall return. And I didn't get that. I didn't really comprehend that. Do you know anything about that? Like, perhaps what he meant?
No, I have no idea, because the Catholic Church is so messed up. They got all kind of false rituals that they do. But
yeah.
you continue to be still and watch what's happening inside of you, and don't call it you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not any emotions. You're not your body. And you just practice, David, being aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. They'll be in your head. If you get caught up in the thoughts, just come back, be aware of your body. And I promise you, everything will be fine.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate that.
All right. Stay with it, man.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Bye, David. Nice. That Mama Mary stuff and Hail Mary, it's a waste of time. It's just to control you, folks. Religion is your prison. And I don't know one person who's into religion and they have overcome evil. Not one. Oh, they have to say Hail Mary 53 times in the same moment, in the same day.
I think he said he was doing the rosary. If you do the whole thing, that's like 50 Hail Marys, the Apostles' Creed.
Right then and there?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
If you do it all in one go. Couple of Our Fathers in there.
I didn't see that. I would have asked. What the? Amazing. You don't have to do the rituals anymore, folks. But religion is your prison, not your freedom. And they set up religion, Catholic, Baptist, Mormon, any form of religion has been set up to imprison you, to control you. It's just like politics. It's no different. It's the same as politics. No different. Amazing. So, hey, I have a theory, and I could be wrong. You hear what I'm saying?
I do.
I could be wrong. But I've been wondering of lately, when I said lately, the last 3, maybe 4 years, maybe a little longer, give or take, there are a lot of Americans who are against, who don't agree. I don't want to say they hate, because I don't know if they all hate or not. They may just be disagreeing. But they don't want America and Israel to be friends in that way. And I'm wondering is who is behind that influence. Because I remember last year and maybe even a year before that on the college campuses and everywhere, ever since Joe Biden and the father Messiah Barack allowed all those Allah Waba people into the country, and they have clearly been against Israel, and they even go shouting Free Palestine and from the ocean to the sea and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm wondering, with that kind of influence and whomever could be behind those people, could they be influencing the American people to go against Israel, and the people who are against Israel don't realize they're being influenced? Is that possible? Because I've never seen in my whole lifetime so many people speaking out against America on American soil and Israel. It just is something really new. So because these people are now in our country, are they influencing, especially young Americans? What do you think? I know you don't know for sure, but what do you think about my theory?
I think so. I have a little bit of a theory myself.
Okay.
That there, you know how they say that politics is kind of a pendulum? Or a pendulum?
Yeah.
And it swings from left to right. And it goes way, way, way left, and then it goes a little bit right, and then way, 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 way left, and then a little bit right. I feel like that's what happened with Israel, because 100 years ago or more, America, I don't believe, was very pro-Israel or Jewish. Israel didn't really exist 100 years ago.
I'm about to say, Israel didn't exist 100 years ago.
But we
Israel just came into existence when I was a child. I'm older than Israel. No, I'm 1 year younger. Israel is 1 year older than me.
Yeah, but and there were like prominent Americans who were kind of anti-Israel, Walt Disney, Henry Ford. I heard that those guys even like wrote, one of them wrote a book about it. And I think that Americans in general weren't really Jewish friendly particularly, although Jews were here. And so like there was a little bit of conflict.
Oh.
And I gather that it went really pro Israel after the Holocaust and World War II stuff. A lot of propaganda. And so I don't know how Christians thought back then, but Christians when I was born and the family I was raised in was kind of pro-Israel. And my friends and families were real Christians.
Yeah, when I became aware of the whole Israel thing, it was America was pro-Israel, everyone I knew.
I was a kid, I would read about Israel in the Bible, and then I'd see, oh, there's Israel.
Yeah.
And then all the politicians on both sides, which makes me suspicious, were like, oh, we support Israel. And so I don't really like how the rhinos and Democrats both join forces, or have historically in my lifetime, joined forces to be like, because they're kind of phony about it, pro-Israel. And so I think that the younger people are judging that phoniness, and they see some of the valid points and then some points that are not so valid, and then they're just jumping on it and going crazy.
And so is it that they don't support Israel spiritually or financially?
Both.
Or both?
I think it's both.
And why both?
Well,
why
because,
not spiritually?
Well, spiritually, a lot of the Jewish influence in America is not very Christian. They're supporting the transgender stuff and LGBT and racism stuff. And
but
all
that had nothing to do with Jesus.
I know. Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And then there's supposedly people claim that all of our wars in the Middle East, I don't know if it's all, I may be, but are for Israel.
I realize that side of the story, which you just mentioned about the political aspect of it, back then I didn't know that that was even happening. I just saw it spiritually because I read about it in the Bible, and then I finally had a chance, and then I read how Jesus brought us into it, Christians into Judaism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just always saw it spiritually. I didn't even know about all this other mess that was going on. And then so I proceed, and then when I started radio and TV, I was told that they were like allies. Israel and America were allies because in that area, we didn't have any friends, America. Only Israel were our friends. So I started seeing it as an ally because that's what I was told. And then I saw a report recently on a news show that over in in Europe, the Western world, that a lot of these Allah Waba people have moved into those areas, and they are now voting, and they have something called the Green Party or something like that, and that the Green Party is like, I may be wrong about the numbers, percentages, but like 53 or 50-some percent of the Green Party are Allah Waba people. And so they're getting an upper hand in the voting thing.
Where is this again?
In Europe. Okay. Somewhere in the Europe world, white people world. And so they're voting. So now the politicians are catering to the Allah Waba people because so many of them are voting. And they're asking them, what do they want? And so the politicians are trying to sell them, please, the Allah Waba people so they can get in and be politicians. And I'm concerned that that's what's happening here as well. Because look at Michigan and places like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, they,
so they're taking us over.
12 years ago, Black Lives Matter, or more, Black Lives Matter had a lot of pro-Palestine people. And they were anti-Israel and pro-Hamas and all that stuff. I remember seeing like clips of guys out of nowhere just taunting police about Hamas and stuff like that. And these, there's a lot of right-wingers who are Christians who are anti-Israel, and they think it's a positive thing that they're getting away from Jews in Israel, but they're going out of the frying pan and into the fire because these anti-Israel people are not actually friendly toward Christians at all, or white people, much less so than even the Jews who also hate white people sometimes.
I have a friend of mine who has been a friend for a long time, and he's Jewish. And he doesn't believe that America should supporting Israel financially.
Right.
And he's Jew.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jews like that.
And so I've been knowing that about him for years, but it didn't interfere with our friendship. He just don't think we should be supporting Israel.
Is he a liberal Jew or is he a conservative Jew?
Conservative.
Or do you even know?
Conservative Jew.
Yeah. Huh.
And he doesn't think that we should support Israel. But I'm confused.
Is he one of those people who, because he wants Israel to become more independent and not controlled by America?
Oh.
Because there's some mutual influence that both sides kind of resent, I think.
I don't know. That's a good question. That's something I talk to him, I ask.
Because people think that America is controlled by Israel, but also Israel is kind of controlled by America.
But the people don't seem to understand that the people who hate Israel, the Allah Waba people, they also hate America. It's not like they don't love America at all. These two countries, Christian and Jewish countries, they are hated by the Allah Waba people, and they want to destroy us. And so while you're helping them, you're helping them to take over your own country and destroy you.
Yeah. I think that these people hyperventilating about the Jews and the Israel influence, they don't need to worry because I think this is the last generation that's supporting Israel in a overly way, if you will.
Do you think if they could go to Israel and walk through the Bible and walk where Jesus walked, that would help?
Maybe if they have like a somewhat of an open mind and realize that the Jews are a little bit more civilized than a lot of those surrounding nations, including Palestine. They pretend like, oh, Palestine are just victims. They're in an open-air prison. But the Palestinians are, it's partly because it's uncivilized. It's kind of like the black, like what you described about the black ghettos.
Right, it is a mess. I got to take a quick break. That's amazing. When I come back, your calls and your super chats. Back in a quick moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Like the videos, like, hit the like button. I appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. From 11 to 1, get ready. It's on fire. And then the men's forum tonight. And I appreciate your support, all right? Thank you. Let me go to, this is Bible Thumping Thursday. And I want to show you what anger can do for you. And it's Bible Thumping. There are a lot of people who think anger is good. Most people tend to think that. It's a darnest thing I ever seen, but most people think anger is good. How can you think that anger is good when you're so miserable with anger? And that tingling feeling, that thrill you get from anger, that's not a good thrill, a good feeling. It's not a good feeling at all. And yet you think anger is good. This is from the New York Post, and it's an example of anger. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, February 28th, at a Democratic Party convention in San Francisco. The mother of a trans child was filmed threatening to hunt down and effing kill a woman who claimed that doctors push hormone blocking drugs on her 13-year-old daughter. Watch this from X.
What the?
I said, hi, Turf. I'm going to stand next to you.
How did you feel about your body changing and you were going to puberty?
Oh, I had lots of different feelings about it. But you know what? I'm sitting over here and stand. I'm not going to supply to you. I'm just going to stand next to you to counter your hatred.
You think it's hatred to tell girls that they could be healthy and whole? So Kaiser Permanente told my daughter that she should go on puberty blockers and hormones when she was 13. And I told my daughter that's not possible, that you'll never become a man, and she grew up to be a healthy home woman. She's 20 years old now.
You know, they make a phalloplasty out of the skin tissue on your thigh or your forearm. It's like a skin sausage. It's a fake penis. $130,000.
I'm going to hunt you down.
But you can't say that. You can't tell somebody you're
going to
kill them.
She told you that. She can't say it, evidently. I'm going to hunt you down and kill you, allegedly. And the lady that was threatened didn't seem very afraid, right? I'ma hunt you down and effing kill you. What the? Evil is real. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. What a mess, huh? You said that which one was looking for that reaction? They both were looking for the thrill. What are you saying?
I'm saying the lady who said, they're both like fake smiling at each other.
Yeah.
Who said that her daughter, she told her daughter that you'll never be a boy. When the lady whispered that threat into her ear, that was the kind of reaction that the lady was kind of looking for.
Of course. That's why they're out there, two devils fighting.
And recording.
Yeah. Absolutely. What the? What a mess. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turned away wrath. A soft answer turned away wrath. But a harsh word stir up anger. A soft answer turn away wrath, but a harsh word stir up anger. And so, between those two ladies, hey, and according to the report, which one of the ladies had a soft answer?
I didn't hear a soft answer there.
From either one?
Well, the lady did whisper her threat so that you could call that soft, speaking softly.
A whisper is not a soft answer like that.
I did not witness a soft answer among those gentle ladies.
Which one was soft, Anka baby, between the two ladies?
James took my joke. Did they ever tell you growing up in school that whispering is harder on your voice than speaking?
Wow, I never heard it, but it makes sense.
Huh?
Because you got to control your body. I mean, your voice.
Something. It's like a strains you more.
Yeah.
But yeah, there ain't no softness in those ladies. All activists, both of them out there. Very bold.
Amazing. According to James 1, 19 through 20, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear and slow to speak. Let every person be quick to hear and slow to speak. Slow to anger. Slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. The anger of man, meaning men and women, human beings, the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So for all you angry people who think you have righteous anger, that's in your face. Egg on your face. Egg. A white lady taught me how to say egg. And the same lady taught me how to say ask. Because I used to say at.
Axe.
You know how black say at?
Right.
And egg. We used to say egg. And not, we don't even put the G in the egg. But now I say egg.
Yeah, I've always thought you don't really talk black.
Yeah. I talk country.
Yeah, you do talk country, and I pick up on it sometimes.
You can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the country out the boy. So, know this, according to James, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And I want to know your thoughts on this interaction with a Republican senator and an ex-Marine from the Daily Mail. A Republican senator restrained an ex-Marine who came to the Capitol to protest Donald Trump's strikes in Iran. Watch this from Facebook.
I want to fight this war for Israel.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
America does not want to send its sons and daughters to war for Israel. Your inability to name that shows your ineptness as leaders. This is wrong. And nobody wants to fight for Israel. No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand. Oh, his hand.
Let go of your hand. Let go of the door.
Only go of the door.
The senator broke his hand. A U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine.
You're a coward.
What the? That man a straw man, huh? All the men could not handle him. One man. What the? Everybody got a cause, and everybody fighting for their cause. Two devils fighting. It's all ego. And nothing get resolved. 888-7753-773. Let me go and talk to a first-time caller out of Canada. Mark, out of Canada. Mark, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
All is well.
I want to know, why are you taking sides?
I'm sorry?
Israel? Are you taking sides?
Mark, your phone is...
I'm in the mountain. I'm not in the...
Okay, stay close.
I cannot...
Stay close to a light band and speak up.
I'm sticking to the speaker.
Okay. Go ahead.
Why are you taking sides with Israel?
I'm not taking sides with anyone.
Okay. But it seems to me that you defend them a lot.
How do I defend them? Give me an example.
But... Like the Muslims and Israel, both are fighting each other, and none are helping us. None are there for us. Why taking sides?
I mean,
both are the same.
Tell me, what have I said or done to indicate that I'm taking sides?
Oh, I cannot tell you like that, no. I don't remember.
Right. So why do you are you Muslim?
No.
Oh.
No.
Why do you?
No. I have no religion since a long, long time.
Oh, okay. So since you don't have any proof, why do you say I am taking sides?
I don't have proof to bring now because I must stay in the window to talk. And I cannot check my computer in the same time.
Are you European, French?
No.
Are you European?
I'm both from European and you call them Redskins. I'm Ojibwe and French.
Oh, you're Indian?
Both. I'm a mixed one.
Oh. Amazing. Well, when you get proof, Mark, when you get proof, because I'm neither for or against either one, I just want to understand what the argument is about. And I'm not accustomed to the American people arguing. It's new for me that the American people argue about our relationship with Israel. That's new to me, and I just want to understand it.
That suits me.
Yeah.
That suits me.
All right. Well,
yeah, perfect. Just for the record, I can send you by email a quote from Washington talking about helping other countries.
Send Senator Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Seeker, three coffees. The script, break even. Nicey Christian pretending not to want her back version. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. I pray to a God that I do believe in. When you left me, girl, in came Jesus. Heard you found a new man. Well, I found Jesus. Jesus. Hey, I've fallen for Jesus. I'm a little off key. But
you can say that again.
Yeah. Thank you, Seeker.
Took the suitcase, I took the pain.
Great song.
Amazing.
Sorry,
what
I
am I supposed to do with the best part of me was always you and I. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out, Seeker. Thank you, sir.
Nice effort, no, Hank.
Or ma'am. Robert, five coffees. I used to cuss. I used to fuss. I used to cuss, fuss, and boogie all night long. But now I'm standing on this corner. I can preach until you're deaf and dumb.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Right on.
Sion, welcome. New JLP show member. Sion T45.
Is that our Sion?
Yeah.
Right on, Sion. Thank you. I appreciate it, Sion. Thank you.
Norris T.
What love got to do with it?
Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Triple exclamation mark from Norris T.
Right on. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a dumbbell emoji sticker loaded up with weights on this dumbbell because it's the type of dumbbell that you can add weights to. Cool.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya, says Marcus G59. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Pointing at you with a tan hand. 100. Amazing.
Amazing. Kumbaya mean come by here.
Yeah. In black.
Right. Amazing. Thank you.
Krevin had a weird depression last month, became a doormat to the ego, and see even clearer afterward. Amazing. Says Krevin on Rumble with a Rumble rant.
Had a real what?
A weird depression last month. Became a doormat to the ego, and see even clearer afterward.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with. Be a doormat. Lay your weapons down and never protect or defend the ego nature, and it will die. It will be taken away from you. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
Terry S., do you have anger or does anger have you?
Amazing. Thank you.
Julie from, great point. Julie from Connecticut, or even if that was a question. Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I can't call in. Is your phone's working? She sent this before she called in and got through.
Oh, okay.
Phones
thank
are working.
You.
Probably the phones were busy at the time you were trying to call.
Right. Yes, the phones are working. Oh, and I've already talked to you, so yes.
Shout out.
The phones are working. So somebody, a friend of mine, just sent me a text about your singing.
Compliments?
And he says, it's your fault. You have encouraged hate to sing. Oh, my God. Now I have to deal with both of your singing. You guys are killing me now. And then he sent back a smile, funny face.
Scrunched.
Yeah, with a scrunched face.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Brian R., 1234, biblical question answer.
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
False feelings are a form of mental comfort or sloth. People are influenced by the world around them, taking the path of least resistance, the escape. There is no you. Can a feeling be true? He asks.
I thought they're not responding to the biblical question.
Well, yeah, he says BQ, but then you're right. I guess he doesn't answer about himself anyway.
I'm a little confused, so I can't respond. Are you responding to the biblical question, or are you asking a question, or are you referring to someone else? But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for speaking around the biblical question.
Yes.
Brandy from Hawaii, the cowardly, unbelieving, vile murderers, sexually immoral, those who practice magic, idolaters, and liars, will be consigned to the fiery lake of sulfur, Revelation 21:8.
Who is that?
Brandy from Hawaii.
What did she do?
The cowardly, unbelieving, vile murderers, sexually immoral, those who practice magic, idolaters, and liars.
That Brandy?
Will be consigned to the fiery lake of sulfur. It's a Bible verse.
And who is it from?
Brandy from Hawaii.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. Amazing.
Zed.
Thank you, Brandon.
As Zed says, there's issues with the synagogue of Satan, Edom, and Mystery Babylon. Parable of wheat and tares. Only God can sort it out.
And what's the synagogue of Satan?
He doesn't explain.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
God only knows. Shout out.
Shout out.
And Angel Angela, no message.
Angel Angela, thank you.
David A.
I got to find me an angel.
Do you regret supporting the 2003 war in Iraq?
Who is that from?
David A. asks.
2003, I don't even remember it.
That's the one where Bush is all weapons of mass destruction. We got to go in there.
I don't remember where I stood on that at the time, but thank you, though. Interesting question. I got to stop there. Hey,
we'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you all very much. Let me go to Kobe out of Rhode Island. Kobe, you are on the air. Hey, Kobe.
We talk a lot. I talked about four times already. I got a good cordial conversation. Don't worry, Jesse. I'm not going to raise my voice or nothing. Okay. But I want to explain to you what you're talking about Israel. But I want to talk to you about racism, and I'll explain to you what your points on that's good, Jesse. What I was trying to say, when most people use the word, see, that's the word they use. I'll give you an example, Jesse. You know, people, they don't like dogs, so they hate dogs. Somebody doesn't like baseball. So when it comes to people that don't like people for their color, they use it as, that's the definition. Because I just had it happen to somebody, one of my Guatemala friends. He told me he can't talk to me no more because he was taught to not to talk to my color. I'm a mulatto, like I told you. So, I mean, racism is not just blacks. You're right. A lot of people use it for everything, for excuses for their downfall. But the word does exist because it happens to all races. I mean, racism, that's what it is, racism, because if somebody, now you're talking about the war this morning. A lot of people are against the war, and there's a lot of people that's anti-Jews. I asked a friend, why do you hate the war so bad? I said, I understand. He said, because of Jew, Israel. So I said, you don't like that race? He goes, no, I don't like that race. That's racism.
But
right?
I realize that's racism.
It's not.
I realize that the word exists, but the word is flawed because it has no meaning.
No, I know what you're saying. Somebody gave it meaning.
But
I know what you're saying. Technically.
Kobe, hold on for me. Let me take a quick. Can you hold?
Yeah, I hold.
Yeah, hold. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Hold on, Kobe.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Did you hear about that blood moon? There was like the moon dipped behind Earth's shadow from the sun, so there's kind of an eclipse, but not full blown, of the Earth to the moon, and so it turned it sort of bloodish red, and it was cool. I just saw pictures. Maybe I'll show them to you on the Hague Report, which is coming up after the Jesse Lee Peterson show. But there's other mess going on in the world. Trump cleaned it up, as you know. Some of you know. Some of you don't realize. And it is Hague News, not fake news. The end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson show. Bible Thumper Thursday. The lines are full. March 5th, 2026 AD. It's the first Thursday of the month. That means there's a men's forum, y'all. For the guys, men only, all right? Or even if you're a male, but you're not a full-blown man, but you're a male, join us at the Men's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info, shout out. After the Jesse Lee Peterson show is not just the Hague Report, but also American Anchor Baby. Check it out. You can podcast the Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV from yesterday afternoon, evening. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be the Fallen State. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that weight loss drugs, evidence is mounting that the popular weight loss drug known as GLP-1s, may also help treat addiction. The medications, including Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound, are approved for diabetes and obesity and are used by millions of Americans. Speaking of diabetes, there was this alleged illegal, who was caught in L.A. at a construction site, and they detained him. He was in custody for days or weeks, and he died. 48 years old, he was diabetic. And I don't know, the family said, oh, you didn't treat him properly. You didn't give him his medication or something like that, or his diet. He collapsed, and he ended up dying. Rest in peace, diabetic, illegal, 48 years old, a father, gone too soon. Kind of his fault. I don't know if it's Customs and Border Protection or ICE's fault, too. What a mess. Anyway, going back to this weight loss drug thing that may help treat addiction. By acting on both the gut and the brain to regulate digestion, insulin, and appetite, the medications help curb cravings, they say. So there's some study that found people taking that stuff were less likely to develop substance abuse disorders or experience serious outcomes, such as hospitalization or overdoses. Researchers say the findings could potentially open a door to use new uses for those things. Instead of having self-control, you can just take a drug. Nice. Not nice. I disclaim, okay? No endorsement nor opposition necessarily implied. Info may be false. Tune into the Hague Report. There's a guy who survived a heart attack, 77 years old. Now he's attempting to ride a motorcycle around the whole world. What a mess. A year-long 50,000-mile motorcycle journey across six continents. So he's probably not going to ride a motorcycle across the oceans, I suppose not. Although I could imagine it being possible. Lou Holtz, he died at the tender age of 89. Speaking of gone too soon, that's a little bit young. 89? It's on the old side, but it's... College Football Hall of Fame coach led Notre Dame, or is it Notre Dame? In America, we call it Notre Dame, I think, to the 1988 National Championship. Shout out. And won 249 games over 33 seasons at six schools. He has died. Rest in peace. China is testing giant airborne turbines. A Chinese project is testing wind turbines that generate electricity from up, way up, high in the sky. I heard they're also ruining the oceans by overfishing. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why? Why don't you give it up? And I want to know why, really. And interesting responses so far. I do appreciate it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're too busy to just sit and watch the show and you wish you could see or listen live, I mean, you know, as it's happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone at the gym, walking, running, going to the market, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Whatever you're doing, truck driving, you can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bund JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And we love the Bible Thumpers. And so we have set aside Thursday for the Bible Thumpers. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
He's drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Oh,
go ahead.
Nah.
Shun-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Baba Thump for Thursday, a spiritual battle like never before. Well, not like never before. It's always been the same. It's just that the devil is worse now because of people's, due to technology and phones. I heard, I believe it was on Punch TV or the Anchor Baby Show, they're talking about the phones. Everybody, they mama on the phones today, walking up and down the road. They don't ever take that time and just be aware. They won't stop. And so it's even worse now because of the things that causes you to stay unconscious in the darkness of your mind. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Kobe, I want to go back to Kobe out of Rhode Island. And Kobe is saying that the word racism does exist. And Kobe.
Hi, Jesse. What's up?
So I agree with you that the word racism exists, but there's no such thing as racism. They just made up that word to use you deceive you.
Well, see, Jesse, I agree with some of the stuff we say. You're right in one aspect. It does exist for some people. You know what I mean? So some people, it doesn't occur. It doesn't occur. See, the reason why you're animated about it, because there's so many people that use that word for their downfall because they can't make it in life. So they're saying that's the reason. But there is people, few people that actually, because I've seen it around what I just see. And where I live, the community, right? When the Portuguese people first came to my community, where I live in Rhode Island, everybody was mean to them. And they even said, we don't like Portuguese. We don't like them. We don't like them. I said, why? So just because that's racism because you don't like somebody for their color. You know what I mean? That's what it means. So some people do go through it. Irish went through it when they went to South Boston. They went through it. I mean, it exists. And see, things, Jesse, I know you have a lot of white audience. White people will tell you, Jesse, like, they have problems with blacks. But most white people have problems with their own people. You know what I'm trying to say? So racism, when you see black on black crime, it's because blacks, very few, head into white neighborhoods because there's two reasons, Jesse. They can't go to them because they stand out. Most crime happens in the neighborhood where you're from because it does happen. Like, and the same thing with black, white. White people don't go into black neighborhoods because they stand out. So that's why you have a lot of black on black crime, white on white crime. So they're comfortable in their community or whatever, you know what I'm saying, setting.
Is there racism against racism white people today?
Excuse me?
Is there racism against white people today?
Yes, there is.
Who are racist toward the whites?
Not everybody's racist toward whites.
Who are racist toward the whites?
Oh, right now, you have some communities like the black community, Hispanic communities that are racist toward whites.
Are you a Christian?
I'm Catholic.
And so you're Catholic. And so God said racism does not exist. He said it doesn't exist at all. And just because human beings have that false idea of racism in their mind, that doesn't mean that racism exists. Why do you believe racism exists if you're a Christian?
Well, she's like this, Jesse. There's the laws of man and the laws of God. God says a lot of stuff, but a man doesn't follow all the rules of God.
I know, but I'm asking about you. If you're a Catholic, you know that racism does not exist. Why do you believe racism exists? Why would you use the language of the devil?
You see, Jesse, the devil is... See, if you believe in God, you believe in the devil. And right now, the devil is on this planet, been on this planet. There's people, there's vessels walking around.
I know, but why would
And a lot of people met vessels around that...
Why would you use the language of the devil, which tell people that racism exists, when you know it don't?
It does exist.
It does not exist.
Jesse, what you have to do, have a show,
but
Jesse,
God said
and
it
have
doesn't
callers
exist.
Call in.
Kobe, God said yes. It does not exist. Why don't you use
does,
that
Jesse.
Language?
See, Jesse, you're changing the terms. It doesn't. People have went through it. I mean, you can't. You can maybe you can deny it and you can say it never happened to you. But I've seen people with my own eyes.
Those people that said they didn't like, according to you, they said they didn't like these people because of color or whatever. Those were evil people. That was not racist.
Of course, it's
that
evil,
was,
but that's a thing.
That
okay.
was evil. You Why don't you call evil evil instead?
No,
of,
Jesse.
Kobe.
Jesse, you just answered
Kobe,
your own
hold
question,
on.
Jesse.
Hold on, Kobe. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Why don't you, as a Catholic who believe in God, why don't you call it evil rather than racism?
Okay, and I'm going to explain to you, Jesse. I'm using the terminology that's in the Webster Dictionary.
Why?
For that situation.
Why?
I didn't create the word. That's the word they use.
I know, but
when
if
somebody
you use it,
being...
you're encouraging the word. You're keeping it alive.
No, Jesse, the Webster Dictionary is lying.
No, then why don't you use the word from the Bible rather than the Webster Dictionary? You're a Catholic.
I'm what? I know, Jesse.
So
I
why don't you use the
Catholic,
words
but,
of the Bible instead of the words of a dictionary?
Yeah, but see, Jesse, you're changing the interpretation of what I'm saying. you're changing it because I'm stating a fact and point. You can change it and say your own view of it, Jesse, but I'm not arguing with you.
No, I'm asking you, Kobe, you agree with me that in reality, racism does not exist, right?
No. I understand what you're saying when you're saying it's hate. That's what's causing it
right.
to be done.
And but do you agree with that?
That's the terminology
that
you use when you hate.
Kobe.
When you hate a human being
Kobe,
of a different color
or
race,
that?
They call that racism. I didn't make up the name.
Kobe.
That's what it's called. There's people, there's your callers, Jesse, that you can call you and tell you the ones that went through it.
Kobe.
And everybody doesn't go through it. I agree with you.
Kobe.
Everybody does.
Kobe.
Yeah, go ahead, Jesse.
Do you agree, because of time, do you agree that it's hatred? You, Kobe.
Oh, yes.
You agree that it's hatred,
it's hatred,
right?
That's what it is. But
Hold on. Give me a yes or no. You agree that it's hatred, right?
Yeah, but so, Jesse,
don't do a but. Hold the but. Why do you call it what the children of Satan call it? Why do you call it what they call
see, Jesse,
it? No, answer that question.
Kobe. Yes.
Why do you know it's hatred and not racism? Why do you?
No. It's hatred towards a race. That's
right.
The definition, Jesse. See, it's hatred towards a race. They use the name. It's like if you hate a baseball.
It's not hatred
you're a baseball
toward
hater.
A race. It's hatred toward the individual.
No, just the individual with a certain color. If you don't know the person and you're just looking at him, you hate him. If the individual does something wrong to me, and they say, oh, he has a reason. Kobe has a reason to hate this guy. But I've seen people look at somebody, don't even know him, and said, I hate that N-word. And I'm like, what, do you know him? No, I don't know him.
But they hate
so
the
they
person,
use that as a definition.
Person,
he hates his race.
But they're doing that because their hearts are wicked, so they're judging the person. That's hatred.
Yeah, of course. But crimes are hatred. They hatred crimes to humanity. Crimes. The war right now is due to hatred. I mean, everything's based on hatred.
So
but they
why
give
don't
definitions
you call
of
it what
hatred,
it is?
Specific names.
Why don't you call
they
it what it is?
Use that specific name is racism. They hate races. Even your callers can understand that.
Kobe.
What I'm saying.
Kobe, give me a quick, and then I got to run. Why don't you call
okay,
it?
Okay, Jesse. Well, I got to go back. I got to go back to work, Jesse. My break's over.
Why don't you call it what it is?
What it is hatred, but
right.
It's due to race.
No, it doesn't.
It's due to race. If
no,
you hate it, so
no,
they call it racism.
No, it has nothing to do with race. It's the heart. The heart
no,
is
if they
evil.
Hate, Jesse, if you hate somebody, Jesse, for their color, that's the definition they use. Yeah. If somebody looks at you and sits there, I don't like that.
Kobe,
that
I got it,
bro.
Thank you for your call. Call me again.
Take care, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Gigi. Is it Gigi yet? I mean, there.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Gigi out of Washington State. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Gigi.
Awesome. So I do have a comment, and it really is about the Muslim nation. Unfortunately, I believe that these people, especially the ones in the American system, I believe that these people are being placed strategically to destroy America. Because America was built on Christian tenets and Christian principles. If you ask somebody like Ilhan Omar, she doesn't believe, a religion does not believe in LGBTQ, but she goes out to fight for it. You know what I mean? So she eventually, when push comes to shove, community, which is the Muslim community. So I really want, you know, and of course, the mandate of the Muslim community is to take over the world.
And that's what concerns me. That's what concerns me because, in the whole scheme of things, they have a promise that they're going to destroy the Christians and the Jews. They're going to destroy big Satan, which is America in their minds, and small Satan, which is Israel. And I'm just surprised. I'm just wondering who is behind this that they're influencing American people to be against Israel in that way. It's something else going on that I don't think most people are aware of. I don't know what it is exactly, but something is happening.
Jesse, I sincerely believe that the reason why they're supporting LGBTQ and abortion is because they want to breed here, and they want to make the people, especially the men of America, effeminate. Because when anything happens, is it the people who are, you know, gay, and are they the ones who are going to fight?
So who want to make that happen? Are you saying
the Muslim nation?
The Muslim, yeah.
The Muslim nation want to do that because Ilhan Omar and Rashida are definitely going to be loyal to their religion and not America. They're never going to be loyal to America when things, you know, push comes to shove. They will always be loyal. So Americans need to wake up, especially the Christian Americans, and not allow these people enter into the place of power and influence.
Yeah, this is why we shouldn't have foreigners in our government. We should not, because when they come from foreign countries, they still have the same mindset. And then we let them in, and they get all the inside information about America. And there's no telling who they're talking to and helping to set up America for destruction. What a sad way to live, Gigi.
That is sad.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. And you have really helped me, you know, taking the anger and at least all of your shows, the all of it, basically, the church. And, you know, I have really taken anger away from me.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You too, Gigi. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Coco out of L.A., Los Angeles. Coco. Coco, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear me well?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I have a question about something you say. You say, have a wait and see, or do you say, have a way to see? Because I have been hearing have a way to see, but that means something totally different than have a wait and see. Which one is it?
I'm saying have a wait and see about all things.
Okay. I thought it was have a way to see. So I'm like racking my brain. How can I, what's the way? How can I? So because I'm visual, I love to paint. I was using my painty thing to see. Okay.
No, have a wait and see.
Wait and see. Both of them work. I have been doing the wait and see most of my life, and I'm really doormatting this year, even though, you know, you sometimes forget. I recommend it to everybody. And I would like to ask you, have you ever heard of a woman named Ayan Hirshi Ali?
Ayan Hirshi Ali?
Yeah, not hear S word Ali, Hirshi Ali.
Hirshi.
She is a...
No, I'm not. Whatever you're saying, no, I'm not. Not that I'm aware.
Yeah, okay.
If I have, I don't remember.
Okay, so it's pretty interesting to look up. She is a Somali woman, I believe. She was very into the Islam and all that stuff in her country. Then she started reading American books and started breaking away from the cult. Her father wanted to marry her off to her uncle in Europe, in Germany. She escaped.
I know who you're talking about. I think I saw her this morning on Fox News.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, I'm aware of her.
Yeah, you're aware because when I was like maybe early 20s, she made a film with a Dutch filmmaker about the submission of women. And that man got murdered on the street in broad daylight. He got shot in the city I'm from. He got stabbed with a letter about he's an infidel. The guy, his name was Theo van Gogh, he was writing columns. He was being so honest about the religion, about the people. He got killed.
So how do you feel about, because of time, how do you feel about these people taking over America?
I don't know how to tell people, please don't let it happen, because I fled my country because of it. I went to America for that exact reason, because I recognized all the leftists, the left, that's the vibe that was there in Holland, because you would call them. And if there was one more thing, there was a politician that called them a bad name in the 90s. Everybody in the media canceled him. This is the first time I've ever seen canceling. Now, maybe a month ago, he is on a talk show admitting that everybody agreed with him and it was just a political move.
What, so they're a just mess.
Playing you around in your face.
Yeah.
And yeah. Racism does not exist, everybody. It's just a word like Islamophobia to control.
Yeah.
Get it into your brain. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Coco. Bye. Stay with it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. T is out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. T, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, T.
I told you I would call back on Thursday. You asked me to call back on Thursday.
I did. Well,
yeah,
I'm glad you did. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, so you all been talking about these evil people that are coming from other countries. Again, I don't believe that that every man is a son of God. I do believe that some people, some men and women, are sons and daughters of their father, the devil.
Why do you believe that?
Because Jesus told them they was of their father, the devil.
Right.
Because Jesus, huh?
Right, he did say that when they were of the devil, yes.
Because they was telling Jesus that they was not born of fornication. They was born of Abraham. They was telling them that they was of their father, Abraham. And he told them, no, if you was of Abraham, you will love me. You are not of Abraham. You are of your father, the devil.
Right.
So that's why I say all men are not sons of God.
But that was then, this is now. When the New Testament was done, it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
All men and all women have been returned to the Father, and they are children of God. It's just that they don't know it because they still worship. They're lost, and they're worshiping Satan instead of God because they're lost. So it's just that they just left home and they're lost, but that doesn't mean that they're not children of God.
Okay. Well,
that makes sense?
No, because it.
But if Christ is
if
done,
you go.
That you, your sins have
it's done
been
that
forgiven.
They can return to the Father, though.
Huh?
Isn't it done that they can return to the Father?
No, it means that they have been bought and paid for and taken away from Satan. He no longer can rule over them if they didn't allow it to happen. And because it is finished, they are now sons and daughters of God. That's why Christ said, if you treat anyone in a negative way, if you hate your brother or your sister, if you judge your brother or your sister, what you do to them, you're doing it to him, because now we're all brothers and sisters of God. We are joint heirs with Christ.
If you what you do to me, what you've done to others, you do to me.
Whatever
okay,
do
I remember
to the
that.
Least,
he said,
whatever you do to the least
you do to
of
the
them,
least of them,
you do it to me.
You do it to me.
Yeah, that's what Christ said.
He did say that. Whatever you do to the least of them, you do it to me.
Right.
Right. So, okay. I got that part. So now, if everybody is the son of God, and just like we've been talking about these evil people that are coming over here trying to take over America, if they are sons of God, and then American men are sons of God, Hispanic men are sons of God, African men are sons of God, if everybody is sons of God, and how can they be sons of God And so when they die, they're just going to die evil sons of God?
If they don't overcome evil while they live, the way they drop their body is where they're going to, it's just going to be the same. They're going to live in eternal death. They won't have a way out. But they'll still be lost in the wilderness. And God got not going to force you to love him. He's made a way so you can return back home to him by forgiving.
Right.
By dropping the anger, you return back home. So if the men and women don't do it, they'll just, as they're obeying the devil in their physical life, they're going to obey the devil when they drop their bodies.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that nobody is the son. Nobody are sons or children of the devil anymore. Is that what you're telling me?
Right.
Because of what Jesus did, nobody, because he's a, okay, so.
And that's why the Father said, and the Son said too, go and forgive so you can return back home, because that those thoughts and those emotions are of your father, the devil, and he is controlling you, making you think and do the things you would not ordinarily do. He causes you not to see. It's not you, but it's the devil that's in you.
Okay, well, why did he call the devil their father?
Because they were listening to the devil. They are one mind with the devil.
Okay, got you. Okay, I got you.
Oh, so, amazing. Thank you, T.
All right, thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Australia and talk to Mitt out of Australia. Mitt.
Hey, Jesse, how you going, mate?
All is well, Mitt.
So I just want to talk about Iran and what's going on over there, like how a warship went over there and blew up some uranium and that. I love you saying the Great White Hope, but it looks like the Great White Failure at the moment. Like he's
not the Great White Hope. You say he's what?
Well, I love you, Jesse, and I want to call him the Great White Hope, but going after Iran and blowing that up, we're keeping you all in the sea. Like, we are surrounding you with White Jack. Black Jack is right there with, like, 50 cannons and 3 cannons on the front. We've got subs underneath you. You're not going nowhere until we get what we need, and you're cleaning up that sand. Like, we love Allah. We love Habibi. He's fucking awesome. Excuse my language. Sorry to swear on my... But you know what I mean? We love Allah. We love the United Saudi Arab Emirates. And someone's got to clean that sand up. Like, you won't get home. That ship won't get home if you don't get someone to bring, or we take the Navy and they clean it up. That's not acceptable. You can't do that. You're a nuclear threat to the whole world, USA. I want you to know that. We have birds in the air from every single plane because everyone's too scared to come in the ocean with all our subs, you know.
So, and man, we have every plane. Because of time, are you saying that America should not do anything, that we should just sit back and let Iran build, mate, we sold them that.
They weren't enriching
it. I'm trying to understand. Hold on. Are you saying that America should not do anything until they let them build their nuclear weapon and then let them start to come after us and then do something?
They're not trying to build nuclear weapons, mate. It was not enriched. We sold them that from a mine we had from Chinese people.
No, Obama and Biden gave them a lot of money, so they were building, according to reports.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't enriched. It was just uranium. But you can't do that to the sand anywhere. If you did that in Australia, you did that in sand anywhere, it's not acceptable on planet Earth. Like, we are the protectors of planet Earth.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. I got to take a break. Stretch your chance to open on DLive. Stretch off on pills.net. Thank you, Mitt. Back in a moment.
Admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Baba Thumper Thursday, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, he ain't afraid of no ghosts nor the blacks. He has no fear of them. And after that, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget, I do shout outs for you. I do shout outs for you. Birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the shout out is, shout out. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for shout outs. Support us on social media, all right? And I appreciate y'all's support too. Thank you. On social media. Let me go to first time caller. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to the 50th floor this year. I'm going higher, but for the slowpokes, we're going to at least get you from the basement and the first floor and the third floor. You're going all the way to the 50th floor. I don't feel no ways tired. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Bobby. A first-time caller out of Texas. Let's see here. Bobby, you are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Bobby.
I like all your videos and everything. It's great.
Thank you.
You know what? You notice carefully about this incursion that's going on. This is, I'll put it this way. I'm an atheist. Okay?
You're an atheist?
And I see. Yes, absolutely.
What is an atheist?
A person that doesn't want to fall in line with the organized religious machine, whether you're Islamic or whatever, because it causes a clouding of judgment.
Oh, so you believe in God, you're just not into religion?
Yeah, I'm just not into that organized machine.
But you believe in God?
You have to believe in a point of creation.
I'm sorry?
Okay, whether a point of creation.
Do you believe in God?
You know what? That's debatable because look at all the mess that's going on in this world.
No, Matthew, well, you believe in...
Do I believe in God? No.
No, I'm trying to understand the atheist thing. You don't believe in religion, and do you believe in God?
No, I don't believe that. Yeah. I don't believe that there's a central scrutinizer figure that everybody revolves around because
believe that God exists?
Not really, because look how the world is. If people followed God's rules that all the religions talk about, we wouldn't have such a mess like we do.
I know, but how do you know that if you don't believe in God?
Well, you know, I used to.
You know, you believe that God exists.
I grew up in the church, but all I grew up with and all I saw was mass disillusion and division and competition among humanity. And, you know, and it's not good.
So at one time you did believe that God existed?
I'll put it this way. I never saw the prayers being answered.
I know, I'm asking you, Bobby, at one time when you were growing up, you believed God existed?
I believed in it because I went to church with the family.
And so you did believe that God existed at one time?
Maybe. But then all I know is that as I continued to grow up, I didn't see nobody following the rules.
Bobby, did you believe God existed at one time?
I thought it did.
Did you believe that he did?
I wanted to, but I never thought it results from the act.
And so did you believe that he existed at one time?
Maybe because I was a little kid and I didn't know better.
Did you believe that he existed at one time?
No.
So you have never believed that God existed?
No, because I don't see no proof. I don't see no action.
So you know, even as a kid, you didn't believe God existed, right?
Not really. You know why? Because I see nothing but corruption.
I mean, I keep saying, will you? Bobby, at one time...
Look, let's get past me, because I know,
I'm trying to understand atheism. So are you saying that you did not... even as a kid or young person... You did not believe that God existed.
Did not. You know why? Because look what's going on right now, okay? You got the Islamic invasion going on. They believe in God. They believe 100 billion% in God, but they also believe in domination and taking over.
What changed your mind about believing that God existed? It's Baba Thumper Thursday. What changed your mind that God does not exist?
I never saw the result of everybody's prayer.
What result were you looking for?
Peace, understanding among people, cooperation among humanity.
But what does that have to do with you, though?
Well, because I look at it and I see what's going on. And if people follow the basic rules...
Stay close to your phone, Bobby. Stay close to your phone.
You know, if people follow the basic rules that are in that Bible, okay, the Bible is a very good book. It's a rule book, mainly a rule book for Jewish people, but it's a rule book, and it's got rules and regulations there. If people followed the rules, all these young kids wouldn't be out here killing each other.
But how do you know if you're not following the rules?
There's, you know what? I'm a good guy.
What?
I don't cheat nobody. I don't cheat nobody. I don't do bad
but
things.
But how do you know the rules will work if you're not following them? You don't even believe that God exists, so you don't follow them.
Well,
how do you know the results of the rules you don't believe there is a God?
I see it with my very eye.
You see what?
Day. I see the division among humanity.
But that division is inside of you, though.
Not really.
Yes, it is. If you don't believe that God exists, Bobby, then you're not keeping the rules.
Look how many black people insist that.
But what that has to do with you, Bobby?
Well, you know what? I follow the rules of balance and decency.
No, you don't.
Okay? And I don't have to follow a God, because in the Aborigines, they're following a God.
And so then if you don't follow God, how do you keep the rule? You're not in control of your own life.
Very simple. Very simple, because it's instilled in you as a human being to be a decent person to an extent.
No, it's not.
Now, if somebody crosses a line on you, then you got to deal with them accordingly.
Bobby, I got to run. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. But your phone is not that. I'm having a hard time really hearing you clearly. Call me again, Bobby. I got to run because of time. Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Mio is a cute dog, Kappa 4454. In Winnipeg, that's up in Canada, I learned the other week, people are protesting after a native Indian was beaten by a black security guard using brass knuckles during a theft. Who is in the wrong?
Repeat that.
In Winnipeg, people are protesting after a native Indian was beaten by a black security guard using brass knuckles during a theft. Who is in the wrong? I guess the native Indian was allegedly thieving, and the security guard was beat him with brass knuckles. And people are protesting because he beat him with brass knuckles, I guess. Who is in the wrong?
I don't know because I'm not aware of that story at all, so I can't respond who is in the wrong. But thank you. Amazing.
Allison C. over on YouTube. Thank you, Jesse. You have the best fellowship, best show, I mean, the best crew and the best chat.
Amazing. Thank you, and thank you for helping me and helping us to help others. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nick L. B. says, if you want to know, this is a Rumble rant, the issue most Americans have with Israel, watch a report on it. He shares a tip for us. It's not hate for Israel. We just don't want to be their lapdog for war, says Nick LeBoy.
Well, I'm not calling it hate. I just want to understand why it is, and according to what hate, not hate, but hate said this morning, it's kind of a thing that's been going on for a while. It's not new, right?
Right.
It's just coming,
it's becoming trendy.
Right. And so I just want to understand the change. That's all. I don't know. I just want to understand it. It's different. Thank you.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
I'll pass that along. Aries 1, 222 gold pills. Thank you, sir. No, Aries 1.
Okay.
With no message.
Right on.
That's on pill.net. Nick's was on Rumble, a Rumble rant. Thank you, Nick. Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills. Cooning on Bible Thumper Tuesday. God loves his coons. We are doing the Lord's work, boys. We got any watermelon, Uncle Jesse? I'm going to get some imported from Nicaragua.
Who is that from?
Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you, sir. Amazing.
He also says, by the way, Uncle Jesse, if BB controls the bad orange man, why did the bad orange man force BB to apologize for an attack on Doha and hold the phone? Video sauce for the tip box.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you,
amazing,
sir. That's what I heard.
Nobody controlled Trump, believe me.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was when Israel struck Qatar.
Yeah.
Roy M., what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Some call him king. Some call him daddy. Some call him the great white hope. Some call him John Wayne. Some call him Schwarzenegger. Some call him Rocky. I call him one bad ace. Beep, beep, beep. Sorry, you can't use those words on the air. God bless the greatest president of all time, Roy M.
I rest my case. The great white hope.
And
thank you.
And he spelled out bleep, bleep, bleep. I didn't personally bleep it.
Right on.
Sion, why, Jesse, you look handsome and young on that shirt. Very handsome. Heart eyes. Don't wear it anymore so you won't have nobody trying to holla at you. I think Texas is California now. Everybody moving there from California, so all the lunacy is going to take over.
I know. What a mess. Well, I'm hoping maybe we'll see a change will come this election. We will see. Maybe the people suffered enough. We will see. Thank you, Sia. Appreciate the compliment about the shirt. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Yeah. Alex from Texas. Jesse, the Jewish faith considers Jesus' new covenant invalid. He is a false Messiah, they say. They don't believe in unlimited forgiveness like Jesus. Their belief system aligns with the old covenant. We as Americans have no issue with Israel, but Jesus would not want us to continue giving Israel mama energy by protecting them.
Amazing. Thank you. And there are Jews for Jesus. Not all Jews reject Jesus. Amazing. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Eric
Thanks H. for that info.
Five coffees from Eric. If the Jews were known for being honest and selfless, they'd have more support, says Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
I don't know if that's true, because look at the whites.
They hate the whites as much as, or maybe even more than they hate the Jews.
Indeed. But thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
Triple order 5,000 with a diamond. I disavow the stripped nuts on the stand-up video with a on D-Live.
Thank you. I don't know what you're saying, but...
Me neither.
I have no idea. Thank you.
Marcus G59, clap emoji. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Musical notes, Christian Cross in a purple rectangle.
Amazing. Square. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a beautiful nightscape of a cityscape. Very cool sticker.
Amazing. Thank you.
With those skyscrapers.
Amazing.
Adlib Queen, if a bully buys a weapon, do you wait for them to use it or do you remove the opportunity to use it? Hashtag Iran. Think about it.
I rest my case. Very good point. Thank you.
That's a sensible woman.
Yeah.
Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask.
Ask.
Ask. If Nick and Derek join in with the singing, will that make a barbershop quartet? That would be amazing. Love y'all.
Thank you. Nice suggestion.
Their voices are too good.
Yeah. Nick and Derek.
Yeah. Have you heard Derek
sing?
Sing? I know.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I recorded.
I don't know, but I've never heard Nick sing.
Oh.
You?
I have.
Oh. It doesn't sound too happy.
No, it sounds very happy.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Taylor L., Jesse, please give Jasmine Cricket some work. She needs a job bad.
I know. Real bad. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of y'all's later.
Okay. I had a caller. Thank you all very much. I had a caller from Australia about they can't make uranium, I think, right now. And you say that?
Mitt was talking about enriched uranium.
Right.
That he was saying Iran was not enriching uranium. That's what you're trying to talk about?
And a friend of mine, the one that they hate can't sing, and he's all of our friends, he said Iran reportedly admitted that they have enriched uranium up to 60% that can eventually produce 11 atomic bombs. You cannot use 60% for electricity, but it can be used for military purposes. I think that's what you were saying too, right, Nick?
Yeah, I don't know why Mitt was saying that. Like, that's literally part of the discussions. Like, and they admit to having some enriched uranium right now.
Yeah, amazing. Let me go to, thank you, friend. Let me go to Steven out of California. You've been waiting a while. Steven, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yeah, I wanted to thump a little Bible.
Steven, I know you've been waiting, but there's an issue with your phone. It's not clear.
Okay. Hang on. Okay, are you good? Can you hear me better now?
Were you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, I drive for work, so driving, the road is real loud. If I can pull over, then it's quiet.
Okay, much better. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to thump a little Bible.
Okay.
And this is, I found a little bit, it's like an allegory. That's a white word. You know what that?
An alligator?
Yeah. No, it's an allegorical comparison that I noticed, but it's in the Word, Jesse.
It's in the Word. Okay.
You know how you say that a man cannot enter the kingdom of heaven until he first forgives?
Yes.
Or repent, in other words.
Right.
You must repent. You must forgive. And then, only then, can a man walk by the spirit of truth.
Right.
By the light. You know, remember in the Bible when it said that before Christ came on the scene, John the Baptist came first to prepare the way for Christ. And John the Baptist, everybody thought John the Baptist was Elijah. A lot of times they thought he was Elijah. And there's a verse that says, talking about John, and he will go forth before him, Christ, in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the right way, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And the reason I read that is because I remember reading about Elijah, and Elijah represented the spirit of forgiveness, as far as I understood it, because he was the one that turned the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers. So when you talk about forgiveness coming before being able to live by the way of light, the Bible talks about it in the same way. In the New Testament, it talks about the spirit of Elijah coming to prepare the way so that people can live by the light. And he said, I'll baptize you by water, but the one that comes after me, after forgiveness, is far greater. I'm not even worthy to put his shoes on or whatever. So it kind of reminds me of what you say, like, you haven't seen anything yet, you know?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I thought it was amazing. I was like, wow, the forgiveness has to come first, repentance, and then life can come. And that's John the Baptist coming, and then Christ will come.
And that's why God said, before you can enter into this kingdom of heaven within, you must go and forgive. You must repent, meaning that you got to admit you are evil, you're angry. Anyone that has anger is evil, the other father, the devil. And when you can admit it and then go and forgive, that's when you will enter into the kingdom, into the light, and everything will start to change for you for the best. I mean, it'll be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It works just like that.
Amazing. That's amazing, Stephen. Thank you for Bible thumping. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good to hear you, Jesse.
All right, you too, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Carlos out of Orange County, California. Carlos, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Carlos.
Can you hear me well?
No.
All right. Amazing.
Amazing. Yes, I can hear you.
I wanted to ask.
Ask.
Perfect. I wanted to ask if someone in Jesus' time called him God and Jesus didn't deny it, would you accept that as Jesus claiming to be God?
If someone called him God and he did not deny it?
Yes. He didn't deny it, but rather said, now you believe me. Would you accept that as him claiming to be God?
I don't know, because I would have to be there for that to happen. That, since it didn't happen.
But if it's in the Word.
I'm sorry?
But if it's in the Word. And
it's in the Word. It's in the Word that Jesus said that he was God?
Jesus being told that he's God and him not denying, but rather saying, now you believe.
But people call him all kinds of names, but that's not what he called himself.
Yeah, like they call him King.
Right.
They call him Amazing.
Yep.
They call him God.
That's right. But he never called himself anything but the Son of God.
Do you believe a Jew would deny being God if they called him God?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe a Jew would deny being God if another Jew called him God, since they believe that's a blasphemy, punishable by death?
I don't understand that question. Are you saying that God did that? I mean, Christ did
I'm
that?
Saying, yeah. So just for context,
are you,
after
because of time, we about to end. Are you saying that Jesus was God?
Yes, I'm saying that, yeah, that he was God and he was called God and he didn't deny it, but rather
said that he was
accepted
God.
It.
He said it clearly he with said, the Father. Why do you call him what the other people call him rather than calling him what he called himself?
And what did he call himself?
The Son of God.
What does that mean to you?
He and the Father are one. Jesus, God is his daddy. And he's the son. Carlo, let me do this because of time. Call me back tomorrow. I'm right at the clock.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
And I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. Okay, bud. Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
California Taco, Jesse, you claim the Bible is not the word of God, but your whole show slash message is based on the Bible, at least the parts that you agree with. Protestants always picking and choosing. What da?
What's a Protestant?
Well, you are non-Catholic.
What?
A normal Christian.
What's a Protestant?
A normal Christian in America? Non-Catholic?
I was a Baptist.
That's one of the Protestant denominations.
I'm not a Baptist now, but I was a Baptist when I was black. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, could you hear Tony, the joy in Tony from California's voice because he thinks Iran is defeating the U.S.? How can you root against your own country?
I know.
Most blacks think like him, sadly.
Tony is a mess.
Indeed he is.
Yeah.
C-Bill, three coffees. God is the great Zionist. Boom! Explosion emoji. I disclaim.
Amazing. Thank you.
Views expressed do not represent. Okay, shout out to Chirp Alerter 5000, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brian R., is it nuclear science, electricity, and weapons from God? Satan? Or neither? Can you love an enemy and kill them proactively? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Musical notes emotions.
Baby, don't hurt me no more. I've been told. I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
And the rest we'll have to read later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I am so out of time. It's not even funny. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. The Hate Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. Thank you for your support. And like the videos. William, number 7, and the rest of the callers, I am out of time. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.